You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. You know, for those folks just tuning in, God bless you and thank you for tuning in. We're a podcast about current and world events going on all over the world, folks. And then, of course, the end times and the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the return of Jesus Christ soon. We are living in the book of Revelation, folks. And in case you guys aren't aware of that, we are living in the end times. And that's where we're at right now in the world. There's so many things happening and going on right now. It's just absolutely positively, for some people, it's scary. But for those of us that believe in Jesus Christ and God Almighty, we're very thrilled and we're very happy. Jesus can't come fast enough for us, to be honest with you. So that's a podcast. That's what we're about, folks. And today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is dated Friday, yesterday, August 5th, 2022. It's a very interesting article. It's not terribly long. It's not too bad, but I want to cover this. It's something going on in the world that's going to shape the world if it happens. And so that dramatic event is China attacking Taiwan. And this is very scary, folks. And you got to understand that this is going to be of epic proportion. This will be a World War III event if China does go there. China would go there because Taiwan is the biggest chip, i.e. chips for, you know, your car, your cell phone, your iPhone, your Android phone, all kinds of microchips. People don't understand that. Taiwan is the leading manufacturer. They're the number one in the world. And that little island of Taiwan out there, out in the sea, actually, it's a bigger island. It's not a little island. But anyhow, China wants to attack that. Because if they attack that and take it over, then China controls the entire chip manufacturing in the world. In other words, they'll be able to control everything, every single thing. So let me get into today's article, folks. It's titled, again, from naturalnews.com, China's military begins surrounding Taiwan as it conducts the largest live fire drills in over two decades. So it's live fire around their surrounding Taiwan. And they're doing just a military exercise. They shouldn't be doing this. They're doing this anyway. They're doing this to intimidate. They're doing this to scare the poor people of Taiwan. So here we go, folks, from naturalnews.com. The People's Liberation Army, or the PLA, China's armed forces, has surrounded Taiwan as it conducts the biggest live fire drills since 1996 to intimidate the island nation. China scheduled the four-day military exercise to begin the day after the United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi concluded with her whirlwind visit to Taiwan, which lasts less than 24 hours. They were expected to last till 12 noon on August 7th. And then the analysis why China loses escalation and the war involving the United States Navy. And we'll get into that at another time, folks. But again, Pelosi, the high-ranking official here in the United States, the official visit to Taiwan, was the first time in 25 years. Her visit included a meeting with high-ranking officials, an appearance at the legislation, the Taiwan's parliament, and also another meeting with Taiwanese president, Tsang Ing-wen. I think if I'm pronouncing that, excuse me and forgive me, folks, if I'm butchering that name. I'm not good on some of these Chinese names here. Chinese state media reported that the exercise will be concluded in six major maritime areas surrounding Taiwan, with the closest being 12 miles of the Taiwanese coast. During that period of exercise, China warned ships and aircraft from entering relevant sea areas and airspace. The Taiwanese Ministry of Defense reported that chasing off several Chinese Navy ships, that had crossed into maritime in the Taiwan Strait. The ministry also reported 27 Chinese fighters jet violating the Taiwanese airspace. Major General Ming Jingqi, I believe is how I'm pronouncing that, that told the state television that the PLA also launched missiles over Taiwan, making the first time that China has done so. He said that the arc passed over where Taiwan stations U.S. Supplied MIM-104 Patriot to surface-air missile batteries were. And so let me stop right there, folks, as I move through this article in the news. We have missile battery, Patriot missiles set up over there in Taiwan. China doesn't like that. They don't like that because we'll shoot some things down. And of course, China doesn't like that because China wants to walk in there, walk in there, land their beach crafts in there, and attack the heck out of Taiwan, make them surrender instantly, and then take over the chip manufacturing. That's what they want to do. They want that chip manufacturing desperately. You have to understand, folks, you control the chip manufacturing in the world. You control almost every electronic device in the world, folks. So that's what you have to understand. That's how serious this is. So, when asked about Beijing claiming that Pelosi's trip is provoked for the Chinese response, and this is the Japanese defense minister Nibu Kishu and responded, the provocateur is Beijing. They didn't have to react this way as to what completely is normal travel by congressional members to Taiwan. The Chinese are the ones escalating this, and this is correct. In a press conference, White House Kirby noted that the Americans' policies regarding Taiwan have not changed. He said Beijing's proactive military activity and around the Taiwan Strait will not deter the U.S. and its security commitments in the region, and that U.S. armed forces would conduct standard maritime patrols, though the Taiwan Strait in the next few weeks is in the line of long-standing operations. One of the things that's troublesome about these exercises, like missiles, is that the risk of calculation, that the risk that a mistake could actually lead to some conflict, Kirby said. This is how it is over there. China, I repeat, folks, China desperately wants to take over Taiwan. They desperately want to take over Taiwan. Again, Taiwan being the leading chip manufacturer in the entire world, China takes over Taiwan, and once they get things reassituated under Chinese control, then what happens is they control every electronic device in this world. We can't let that happen. We have been allies to Taiwan just after World War II. We've been allies to Taiwan for years and years and years and years and years. You got to understand that, folks. We have to, at all costs, defend Taiwan. That's just how it goes. We have to call in the big guns. We have to call.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And everybody, and I fear that this would escalate a World War III scenario, and this is what I fear personally, is that if China goes in there, we go in there, all of a sudden now we're in a major conflict. China is in there involved in a major conflict with the United States. We're going to call in the UK. We have to call in the UK. From that, even closer, we have to call in and get some backup and get some help from Japan. Japan has a small but decent sized navy, and we'll pull military from wherever. We'd probably even have to pull from the Philippines. We'll have to pull anybody and everybody over there. That's not going to work out very good. I can tell you that right now. That's going to be a hell of a conflict and just not work out very good. There's going to be massive amounts of casualties there, massive. On both sides there, folks. So we don't want this to escalate. We have to pray to God that this does not escalate. Pray to God Almighty that we don't go there, and we don't have to go there, and China does not provoke a war with Taiwan or start a war, actually. Taiwan won't start a war with China. It's China that'll provoke and start a war with Taiwan. So we have to pray about that, folks. We definitely do, because that could be the start of World War III. And as I was just going to say in concluding this portion of the podcast, is that there is a good possibility, and I do mean possibility, China could call upon Russia. China calls upon Russia. This is World War III. It's over at that point. Russia won't play any games. Russia has nukes. Russia has things that actually work, at least most of the time. They'll launch them damn nukes right at the United States. This time, we're headed for a major, major conflict. Again, we have to pray and give this to God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And if God does not intervene here, we're all in trouble. This is the end as we know it, folks. This is the end, because there'll be nothing or nobody left after this. I can tell you that right now. So, folks, it's that time in the podcast as we conclude this portion. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ yet and invited Jesus into yours, invited Jesus into your life through God Almighty, I got a simple prayer that you could say. And find a quiet spot, folks, if you don't mind. Find a quiet spot. You can go in the house, in the bathroom, go outside. If you're like me sometimes, you know, there's always something going on in the house and always noisy, unfortunately. So I have to go out to my car. My car has been a safe haven for me for a lot of years. So sometimes I'll just go out to my car, go for a drive, park in a parking lot, or just go somewhere just out of the house so I can pray and I can have some privacy and talk to the Lord just one-on-one. So if you can find a quiet spot there, folks, find a quiet spot real quickly, and I'll give you just a second or two to find a spot here before we get into our prayer. It's called a salvation prayer. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, find some peace and find some quiet real quickly, folks. Okay, now you found a spot. Just repeat after me, folks. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, God bless you. I love you. And most importantly, Jesus loves you and God Almighty loves you. And thank you so much. You said that prayer and given your life to Jesus Christ. There's just three simple steps that you want to do here. The first one is, now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ, get a hold of a good holy Bible. You can go to a church if you don't want to order. If you're here in the United States, you can always order off Amazon. If you don't have, you know, 15 or 20 bucks and you're on a budget like me, what you could do is you could go to a church and in reality, go to a church and ask the pastor or ask somebody in the congregation. I'm sure there's always wonderful people that are willing to help out, and the church or senior pastor, junior pastor, even youth pastor, or a deacon or a member of the congregation, they'll help you out. They'll help you get a Bible, no problem. And once you get a Bible, that's the first step. Then start going through it. That's the next step. And once you go through the Bible, you're going to have a lot of questions. Why did they crucify Jesus Christ? What is this second coming of Jesus Christ? How can I give my life to Jesus Christ? Or how can I show people to give their life to Jesus Christ? What does it mean to be saved? When is Jesus coming back? I mean, question after question. I mean, write those questions down. And the next step is you'll want to find a good church that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, folks. And in that, get into a good church, a church that does preach the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Get into that church and grab one of the members of church. Again, grab a pastor, say set up a meeting with a pastor, senior pastor, associate pastor, junior pastor, youth pastor. You can even grab somebody if you see somebody there and make a little friend at church and just say, hey, sometime over coffee, I have some questions about the Bible. I just don't understand things. Can you explain this and can you explain that? And what is Palm Sunday? What does Easter truly mean? You know, what is the Sabbath? And just these different things in the Bible that usually people just, that they have question after question they need explained to. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. I had a million questions. I still have a million questions, folks. It's okay. We're only human. We make mistakes. We're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. And so that's what you have to understand. It's okay. God forgives us if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. You know, God will forgive us through Jesus. And you have to understand that. And so get into a good church and one that preaches the Trinity. And then the last thing you might want to do at some point in time is you might want to get baptized. But that's after you become a member of the church. Or else at least got yourself into a good Christian church. You might want to become baptized. It's not a requirement, but it is. It is something to become baptized, and it's great in front of a congregation, and it's great in front of the members of the church, and praise God Almighty. So I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in as always. I hope you found this article, this podcast informative. I hope that you feel the love, and I congratulate you if you've given your life to Jesus Christ. I congratulate you again and again and again, and I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Jesus loves you, and God Almighty certainly loves you, God the Father. And we all love you, and I wish you continued success in your journey to getting to know Jesus Christ and getting to know God Almighty and your journey on your pathway to heaven and becoming a good Christian and just a good, loving, caring, and kind Christian and human being, folks. And that's it. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. I'm your host, Eric. Thanks again, folks. Thanks for listening, and God bless you. Until next time, see ya. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.